And I'm joined in studio by John Hughes, Ann Heath, and Barry Heath. They're all involved with the Purchase Players in Mayfield, and they're here to tell us about the most recent production upcoming, the Savannah Sipping Society. Welcome to Sounds Good today, you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Ann, you are the director of the show. Can you tell me a little bit about this particular production?
It's called Savannah Sipping Society, and it's about four middle-aged women who have found their way to Savannah, Georgia, and they're kind of lost, and they need friends, and they kind of find each other. And it's by the same writers of The Golden Girls. So if you like Golden Girls humor, it'll go right along with that. It's Jones Hope Wooten, so if you're familiar with those plays and you like their kind of comedies, you'll love this play.
Mm-hmm. And how big is the cast for this production?
It's only four ladies, and so they have, you know, they've been working really hard and really getting into their characters. You know, there's no way to hide in this production. You've really got to know your character, and they really are doing a great job.
Mm-hmm. Now, Barry, you are the stage manager for this production. Is there anything kind of unique that you've had to work around, or what is the set, and what's the layout kind of this production?
Yeah, it's a pretty neat set. It's basically like an outdoor veranda type setting. They're outside most of the time. There's a few other changes there, and what's kind of funny about this, because it's all women, I've had to employ my daughter, who's 15, to help do some of the costume changes. So I'll have to be out front doing the lights or something else. So yeah, so that I'm not intruding on them.
So have you all both been involved with community theater for a little while?
I've been involved since I think about 2002, so about 16 years. And my husband didn't get involved until I dragged him in, and he said he's never going to be on stage. And then he was on stage and doing sets and sound and lights and anything else you can imagine.
Yep, if you love your wife enough, that's what you do.
and both of these guys have actually been past presidents of our board. Ann was a little while ago, and then Barry was for 2 years prior to last year, I believe was the number. And then he came in, was interim president after we had some changes in our board. So they've both been incredibly involved in the Purchase Players mission for a very, very long time, and they're kind of integral to our operations.
Well, John, usually when I have you on, we also talk about other things coming up with the Purchase Players. What all do you all have on the horizon right now?
So the next couple of shows that we have are actually more teen and children directed. I won't say directed, I guess pointed towards them. We have a kids camp that's going to come up in July or June, and we usually run that for 2 weeks, ending in three or four productions of a particular show. We have our shows picked for that, but we're waiting on rights to one of them before we can actually announce it. But we'll have applications available on our website and on our social media accounts. We have, you know, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the requisite ones. We share that information out. People can come. They can enroll their children in camp for 2 weeks, so they get to learn a whole lot about the process, about blocking, setting up staging, and learning lines, and all the wonderful parts that kind of go into it. And so we're trying to kind of breed in our next generation of talent, whether it be on stage or off stage. And then directly after that, we'll be doing Footloose the Musical, which is going to be our teen workshop. And so we move from kind of sixth grade and unders, I think, where we kind of sit on our kids camp, to a teen workshop where we're looking at like sixth grade through maybe freshman year of college. And so being a workshop, everyone that shows up will have some degree of role in it. It's very similar to a camp type thing, except for they're going to be even more hands-on with the production, as far as maybe learning some about directing and learning some about how to set up light design and sound design and all the things that go into that. And that that isn't a camp setup, that's a workshop setup, so it's not like a application process. And we're gonna push real hard to get a whole bunch of kids out to that. Mm-hmm. Because they're really, really important to keeping the arts moving forward. Then after that, we'll hit up a Halloween show in October, which will be The Haunting of Hill House, which has also been made into a movie, and I've actually just finished reading the novel of it. It was originally a Shirley Jackson novel, and For anyone who is into thrillers or horror or that type of genre, they'll know who Shirley Jackson is. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we'll have our Christmas show, which is Season's Greetings, and it's about the closest you can get to a National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation type show as you can get on stage. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of the rest of our season, but we're really excited about this next one that we've got coming up, which is Savannah Sipping Society. And I'm a little dear to it because my family, we like to travel to a place called Tybee Island, which is right outside of Savannah, and we've been there about 10 or 12 times. And so I'm real familiar with it, and you can definitely tell when the folks wrote this, they had that kind of southern charm, southern hospitality in mind when they put it together. And I'm super excited about the opening of this on the 20th of April, and I think we're going to have a real good show on this.
Yeah. If you all want to tell me what the specific show times are and how folks can get tickets.
So the tickets are available through our Facebook page or our website, which is purchaseplayers.com. We actually have on the Facebook page on the left-hand side, you can actually look down and there's a place where you can directly jump to tickets. We usually share social media posts, which will have URLs that will take you directly to purchase online. You can call our office, and we don't have anybody there regularly, but we're checking messages every night, and we'll call people back and be able to process them via phone. And our phone number is 270-251-9035. Beyond that, we'll have tickets available at the door. Of course, we open on the 20th. Of April, 20th of April. Usually we open the doors at 6 to the front of the building, and then at 6:30 is when the house opens, and then the show will start at 7. And so it'll be the April the 20th, 21st, and 22nd is a Sunday show, which starts at 2 instead of 7. So we've got a kind of a matinee feel there for that. And I think we're going to have some promotions for our matinee as well, because those are usually they're a little bit of a different atmosphere, and so we've got some things that we want to put together for it. But like I said, if you're looking for tickets, you can jump online and buy them like right now. Mm-hmm. You can just jump over to our website at purchaseplayers.com, and you'll find several different avenues to be able to get directly to purchasing tickets for the mm-hmm. show.
Well, great. Is there anything else you all would like our listeners to know about this production or about being involved with community theater at the Purchase Players?
We have veterans there, and we have people that are new. And so if you are interested in being a part, if you've ever had an interest in being a part of a community theater, we welcome all kinds of people, and we really try to grow them and make it as great an experience as possible.
That's great. Well, thank you. I've been talking to Ann Heath, Barry Heath, and John Hughes about the Purchase Players production of Savannah Sipping Society coming up opening on April 20th. Thank you all for being with us today, and best of luck with the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.